What's up, listeners? It's your girl, Lee Morales here, and welcome back to Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. I am so excited to be back. It's been a long time, but I said the last day of the month is a hump day. It's Wednesday, and you know I want to put out my episodes every Wednesday. So I'm back, and stay tuned for more Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales. Breathe in, breathe out. You're now meditating with Lee Morales. Today is the day that you remember who you are. You are and have always been enough. You can conquer anything you put your mind to. You are capable of all things if you just keep going. Although times are difficult and you don't know which way to go, just know within you, you have the power to overcome any circumstance and go through any obstacle and come out with more strength than ever before. You are a unique individual. You were created because you have a purpose. You must remember why you started, why you're here, and you must remember who you are. Hey, listeners, I needed that meditation. I hope you all are moved and able and inspired today to get through your week. I wanted to welcome you back because I am happy to be back. I honestly felt lost without my routine, and it has been a difficult month for your girl. Some of you may know, but those of you who don't, I was MIA, missing in action, due to my apartment flooding. And honestly, it took everything out of me to be as strong as I had been. It was challenging. I wanted to give up. I wanted to quit everything. No dramatics. I even considered giving up on creating my content. I even considered giving up on my job. Being dedicated and being motivated is very hard to do when you are going through it. Trust me, I understand. And although everything was okay, like I was still alive, my dog was still alive, my neighbor made it out, because due to my flooding, due to his fire, my neighbor's fire, my apartment flooded. So everyone made it out alive. That was great. That was great. But it was a huge interference and interruption into my daily routine, which is why you haven't seen me in, I believe, about 2 or 3 weeks. And I apologize for that. I love you all for supporting. I love you all for still listening. And during that, or throughout this time, you all have reached out to me and just gave me encouraging words to keep going. You all held me accountable. And that's what we're going to get into today. Accountability. Because sometimes you don't have a community or you don't have someone to push you even through your darkest times. Sometimes you are by yourself. You're isolated when you're going through just the worst thing of your lives. I want to change that. I want to be your accountability partner. I'm here to support you. I'm here to cheer you on. As I've always said, I want to be your friend in your head, the one that holds you accountable, the one that makes you remember why you started, the one that reminds you of your purpose here in this life, because this life is a journey and it's not always going to be easy, but I want to push you forward. I want to be able to be your accountability partner. I want to remind you of who you are always. That's my mission here. That's why I'm here. That's why I do small talk, big action. We talk small and we do big action here. We want to see you put your goals into the atmosphere. Make your vision a reality. Make your dreams come true. And you have the superpower to do it. That's the funny part. We always forget how powerful we are. You are a powerful being. So I want to keep reminding you of that. I want to be here to be a part of your community to push you forward. This is your reminder to shift your mindset, to allow yourself to feel your emotions when you're going through, but do not sit in your temporary season of difficulty. I like to thank those that listen to my podcast are my family, friends, and community. I want to remind you of the reason you started. I want to be your accountability partner because you are capable of conquering your challenge. You are strong, and although we are in the process of soft era, you are a warrior. Trouble doesn't last, and you're allowed to see small wins and use that as your motivation to get through whatever season you are in that's tough and that's difficult and that you may not see a healthy or positive outcome right away. Know that you're a winner beyond the circumstance. Just release any negativity and fight the fight. Because life is going to test you, but you're a scholar and you're going to pass each time because you know you can get through this and be stronger than you have ever been before. If you keep that mindset, even through challenging times, you are able to pull through. It's up to you. It's not on you, it's in you. And even though it may be challenging, doesn't mean that you've already lost, no matter if you can't see your win at the end. You are in control of your mind, so shift your focus on things that you can change in that very moment. Don't look beyond it. Focus on one thing at a time if that works for you. But just know that you're going to come out on top, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, no matter if you can't see it clearly, and you can't see it all the way through, you got to keep going. Consistency is key. Consistency is your blessing. If you remain consistent, you will see the powerful outcomes because you are a powerful being. Let me remind you again that you have goals, you have plans, you have aspirations, you have purpose. You are a warrior. It was a very rough month, to say the least, but my mother held me up and reminded me that seasons of difficulty are temporary. Don't forget why you started. And I looked at this as maybe a strength test after she said that. I didn't want to hear what she said immediately because it will force me to look at the positive stuff when I was going through so much depression, so much sadness, so much difficulty. It just took a lot out of me. I bedrotted. I just didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to think about what had happened. I didn't want to think about how I have to move all this stuff out of my apartment. I was just defeated. But when she told me that, you know, these temporary seasons of difficulty don't last always, and this too shall pass, I remembered that I have to keep going. You are capable of getting through. You are capable of overcoming any tough time. The choice is yours, and that is life. She constantly reminded me of this each day, every day. Even when I didn't want to hear it, she knew I didn't want to hear it. She constantly reminded me of why I started. Although I didn't receive her word of wisdom right away, I began to let her words sink in, and little by little, I started challenging my mindset to see if I was able to overcome this. So I started with one small challenge at a time and accepted the small wins as a victory, as a major victory, even though it was something as small as moving the cart to my car or moving some things out of my old apartment into my car so we can move it to my new place. Those type of small wins became a bigger victory. Little by little, I started accomplishing more and more by myself, and I was able to overcome the fear, I guess, of me losing, the fear of me being difficult or being defeated, the fear of me not overcoming this challenge. I released it right then and there. I began looking at the positive things that were happening. Although I was upset, interrupted, shifted, and uncomfortable, I began to look at the things that were actually working out in my favor. How could I be this upset when small wins were conquering the negativity? I remembered what my mother said. This challenging thing is part of a difficult season that is just temporary. Temporary. That's the key word. I made it a mission to really change my mindset. I realized my mother was holding me accountable. A few days before the flood, I was excited about my plans, my goals. I was being more intentional about my work, content creation, and much more. I expressed to my mother how excited I was. I invested all my attention to my goals and future, and boom, the flood, which was this major inconvenience. And not only that, I had to give up all things to give this my undivided attention. I just felt like finally I was in a safe space. Finally, I was in a good place. And here it is, gone, destroyed by water. What does that mean? I was searching for a sign. I was thinking that maybe this meant I needed to quit it all. I don't know. But in reality, it just was testing my strength. How? How was I supposed to finish all of this? How was I supposed to focus on all of it? Moving, content creation, podcasting. I mean, that's the same thing. My job, just anything. How was I supposed to remain focused? How was I supposed to give each little thing my undivided attention? How was I supposed to do this? So I decided to choose one thing at a time. And like I said, those small wins were big victories to me. It's difficult and it's tough to get through whatever may be thrown at you, especially something that interrupted your plans in the midst of it all. Let me tell you, it's going to be okay. If you're being tested or challenged right now, let me remind you that you are powerful. Let me remind you to take it a day at a time, a minute at a time, an hour at a time. You are capable of learning how to just reshift your focus and change your mindset and avoid negativity by all cost. And if you are approached by negativity and you got to feel it, your emotions are just overwhelmingly just taking you up. Just know that it's okay to feel that. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to bed rot for a few days. Just don't stay there for too long, because the small wins will miss you because you're not looking at them. You're not even paying attention at the things that you can do to change things little by little. Remember why you started. And this is why it's important, or why I encourage you to journal or write down your vision on paper, because if you wrote down your feelings and emotions, and if you wrote down the things that you have to do step by step, it becomes easier for you to understand that maybe this is not as big as I thought it was, or maybe this is a big challenge, but look at the steps that I wrote down to conquer this challenge. Writing is your superpower. If you write it all down with a schedule base, you know, chronological order if you need to, step by step, and even if it's out of order at one point, this is just brainstorming. And then you bring it all together, and that becomes your plan and is written down on paper. You have that superpower. to write down the things that are affecting you, writing down the things that you can do to change your life. You are responsible, but you may not have a group that holds you accountable. You may not have a friend or a person in your life that reminds you of your goals, of your passions, of your strength. Well, guess what? You do now. And I'm your girl. Lee is here to help you. Lee is here to hold you accountable. Lee is your community. So take that in. Just marinate it. Get you a pen, get you a journal. And if life is great for you, have a blast right now. But when it becomes challenging, or when you get overwhelmed, or when you become stressed, or when you don't want to identify what's happening, write it down on paper. And remember, I reminded you of who you are, what you're capable of doing. You are capable of all things because you, my friend, are a warrior. Well, this was fun. I enjoyed being back. I missed you guys so much. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, for downloading, for commenting, for subscribing. You know, we also have changed the platform to YouTube. So we are learning new things. We are getting things together. So I encourage you today to find something that you can work on that you know that you've been putting aside. So I want to make sure that you are on top of what you have planned. I want to make sure that you are holding yourself accountable. I'm holding you accountable and remembered why you started. Please do something today that you've been putting off for a while. You know you have that one thing. I don't know what it is, but I know you do. And thank you so much for listening. But until next time, here's to Small Talk, Big Action with Lee Morales.
Keep it cute, sis. Keep it cute, sis.